luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates part of the disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
That person was very good at what they did and presented themselves in a way that would have made anyone feel very, very lucky. Over time, that person sought intentionally to strip parts of me away through the cycle of abuse that we see. This person also used platforms like dating apps to move from victim-survivor to victim-survivor.
Meet Lisa Scanlon, talking here about a past relationship she says was characterised by coercive control. She's now an advocate and part of a push by the South Australian government to outlaw domestic violence and sexual offenders from online dating. Sarah Quick is the Commissioner for Victims' Rights in South Australia.
It won't necessarily be easy, but I certainly don't think that's a reason not to try. We have a responsibility to ensure that these apps are as safe as possible.
Their concerns are not unfounded. Around 200,000 South Australians are among the more than 3 million Australians using online dating apps at any time. And a report released by the Australian Institute of Criminology in 2022 found a third of respondents across the country had been subjected to sexual violence by someone they'd met on an app or website in the previous 5 years. South Australian Attorney General and Acting Premier Kia Ma says they want to protect victims by putting the onus on those who seek to do the wrong thing.
So a couple of years ago, we changed the legislation so that convicted child sex offenders can't work with children. And in that legislation, the onus is on the offender. So if you're a registered child sex offender and you work with children, then you're committing an offence as the offender. And that's the model that, as a starting point, we're looking at here. If you have a conviction for sexual violence, for domestic violence, for child sex offences, then you will be banned from dating apps.
Dating platforms for life, while those caught failing to comply with bans would face up to 5 years behind bars. The Attorney General says some of the impetus for change has come from the dating industry itself.
Last year, Match Group, which is the biggest worldwide owner of dating apps, about half of all people using dating apps are on a Match Group platform like Tinder, reached out to the South Australian government. They'd seen our work in terms of banning children from social media and got in contact with us and asked, do we want to look at a way to become another world leader in reform in online safety? And we have done a lot of work over about the last 12 months, but particularly since the election, about how this might look.
Sarah Quick says advocates and others who have been the victim of violence through dating apps are also keen to ensure that offenders are not able to use platforms to find more people to harm.
Relationship-based violence is particularly damaging because it involves a breach of trust, and people should be able to use these apps without fear that their trust is going to be exploited by known offenders.
Kia Ma says they're still working through the details of how the reforms will work.
We are keen to do this as quickly as possible, but whenever you're doing this sort of reform, when you're world-leading reform, you want to make sure you get it right. So we want to do it quickly, but we want to make sure we're covering as broadly as possible and getting this as right as possible.
Advocates like Lisa Scanlon, who have lived experience of domestic and sexual violence, will be part of that conversation. Lisa says their perspective is invaluable.
I support exploring practical ways to strengthen accountability while also recognising that this is one piece of a much larger puzzle. Alongside education, early intervention, further legal reform and improving reporting pathways, the people most affected by these systems should have a voice in shaping them.
Deborah Grawke, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleep Maker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.